Virginia. Glory to God. And have your Bibles tonight, the book of Revelation, chapter number 2. The book of Revelation, chapter number 2. Amen. Starting at verse number 18. And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and thou, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest the woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. And behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins of the hearts. And I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden but that which ye have already hold fast till I come. Hold fast till I come.
Yes. Right.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. I haven't done it in sequence, but we've been dealing with these seven churches in the book of Revelation over the past couple months. I think after this one tonight, there's only one more remaining, and my little series on the seven churches of the book of Revelation will be complete. But if the Lord would help us tonight, I'd like to talk to us a little bit about the church that was seduced by Jezebel. Amen. The church that was seduced by Jezebel. Amen. There never has been a perfect church. The head of the church, amen, the Lord Jesus, is perfect, but the church is composed of human beings like you and I, and we're not perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. We look now at this church of Thyatira. Amen. And Jesus begins this letter by describing himself as the Son of God, whose eyes are like a flame of fire and whose feet are like fine brass. Now, there is great meaning in this description. He first reminds us that he is the divine Son of God. Amen. Thank God. They're not dealing with a prophet such as Isaiah. We're not dealing with a preacher such as Paul. Amen. But they are dealing with Jesus Christ. Amen. The very Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's enough to make us stand up and take notice. Amen. Many people have forgotten today, as sinners go about their merry way, living any old ungodly way that they want to live. Amen. But we must be reminded that one day we will stand before Jesus Christ. Yes. Amen. Great God. We're going to stand before God and give an account for this old life down here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Someday they must face the one whose love they have rejected and whose laws they have ignored. Amen. And even Christians sometimes forget, amen, that we're going to have to deal with God one day. Amen. They neglect their Christian duties. They put over shady deals. They frequent places of sin. They steal, amen, the money of God. Brother George said something the other day that I thought, well, that's pretty rough. Amen. He said his former pastor used to preach and say, I hope you guys feel good riding down the road in them brand new Ford trucks with the money. Amen. That's your old God. Hallelujah. That's pretty tough, ain't it? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I want to give God what's his. Don't you? Amen. If the Lord has blessed us. Hallelujah. Amen. The sister talking about how I quit my job down at the hospital. Amen. An RN worked down there for 12 years. And the Lord asked me to quit that job. Would I offer that job up for him? Amen. I didn't quit working completely. Now I work for myself. Have a long business here in town. Work much harder than I used to. But oh, how the Lord has made a way. Praise God. I found out if you put the Lord first, great God, he'll pour out a blessing, amen, upon your life, amen. Amen. I believe a lot of times people fail to realize that the Bible said to be sure your sin will find you out. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Oh, yes, you better not forget that. Amen. Suppose you received a letter fresh from the hand of God. I wonder how important you would hold that letter. Well, we have it in our midst tonight. The very word of God, this book right here. Amen. It is God's word. Amen. Straight from heaven. Hallelujah. This is just not words that men wrote down. Amen. That was relayed to us that they thought was God's word. But this is God's divine word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The Holy Bible is God's word to you, pointing out the wrong and telling you what you ought to do and what you ought not to do. Amen. Oh, yes. And you must steal, great God, with the God who wrote this book. Amen. If you do not obey his commandments, amen. Oh, it's not going to go well one of these days. Jesus next describes himself as having eyes like a flame of fire. And this tells us that he has an intimate knowledge of all things. Amen. Oh, yes. Did you know that his eyes pierce even the darkest of places? Amen. Great God, that old missionary was preaching, telling about how over there in the jungles of Africa, he was telling them native Africans that the Lord sees what you do even in your homes. And them Africans shook their head and they said, oh no, he can't see what we do in our homes. We live in the jungles in huts and it's pitch dark at night. And he said, he can't see what we do in our homes. But that old missionary began to preach. And he said, oh yes, he can see. His eyes are on fire. And they light up what happens in the darkest of the huts. Hey, I come to tell you, there's no sin that can get by the eyes of the Lord. Oh yes, there's no place you can go to that you can hide from him. Oh yes, it'll surely find you out. We were sitting in a place today, a very unexpected place. My heart was heavy, and I really wanted to meet with Brother Jamie. So we had went over there to the funeral home today and got out, and I texted Brother Jamie. I said, if you hadn't already left, I'd like to meet up with you, take you out. I'm having a hard time before he drove all the way back home, and we met up in a place. And there was a lady sitting over there. Brother Tommy, I had forgot who she was. But I took good care of her parents. They were way up in their 90s before they passed away. Brother Earl, I cut their yard. I took good care of him. Amen. He was old and senile. Many times he'd come to the door and have a whole lot of money in his hand and go to pay me, Brother George, way too much. But I'd count out it was a $30 a yard. Amen. And I'd count out $30 and I'd hand him the rest of that money back. Maybe he was just checking me, Brother George. I don't know. Amen. I'd take it $30 and I'd say, you gave me too much money, and I handed the rest of it back to him. And we were sitting up there in a restaurant today, and that woman said, hey Jason, how are you? And I looked and I couldn't recognize the face. It took me a minute. And I said, hey Donna, how are you? And she looked at my wife. Amen. And I'm not boasting or bragging whatsoever. And she said, I always thought to myself, right there's a good man. He took good care of my parents. He was an honest man. That very easily could have went the other way. If I'd have took advantage, if I had done wrong, it very easy could have called back up. But hey, I come to tell you, live right when nobody's looking. That's what Joseph did. When Joseph got sold into slavery, and he ended up down in Egypt. Egypt. Nobody knew his name. Nobody knew who he was. But he knew God could see everything. Hey, I tell you, you'll live right. Amen. When mom and dad's looking, you'll live right. When the pastor's looking, and you'll live right. When it's just you and nobody else in the dark place. Oh, I come and tell us, amen, Jesus can see all things. And I don't know about you, but I want to live right no matter what. Amen. Oh, we often read, amen. Oh, yeah, some men working for a company some 20 years, long time, and come to find out they had stolen all kinds of money. They had stolen all sorts of things. Oh, yes, I was very, very observant, amen, working in the hospital. And sometimes I would have gloves and different things in my pockets. I was very observant. I don't want to take what's mine. What's not mine, rather. Oh, no. Amen. How many times have I got all the way out in the parking lot and had a case of Pepsi down on the bottom and forgot it, Brother Earl? Come on. And had to walk back in and say, I'm sorry. Amen. But I took something out that I did not pay for. And they looked at me many times. Amen. I remember one time they told my wife, they said, you should have just went on. Do you know how many people just goes on? Oh, no, I can't just go on. The Lord knows. He knows. He sees everything. Oh, yes. Oh, he sees that. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him. Oh, yes. Great God in heaven. Jesus said, great God, amen. Here, this book of Revelation said that he had feet like brass. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, brass symbolizes judgment. Amen.
Right.
Oh, yes. There's some sin, great God, in churches. Oh, yes, that must be dealt with. Great God, I believe with all of my heart. I told you just the other night, Brother Earl, that that's why we're in the place that we're in today. Because sin has crept in, and we no longer deal with sin, Brother George. Oh, yes. Amen. What's wrong with little Johnny going out to the ball field to play Pee Wee League? Ain't nothing wrong with Johnny hitting the ball. No, there's not. But there's a whole lot wrong with Johnny and the whole family missing to go to Pee Wee on Wednesday night when they should be in the house of the Lord. Hey, God. And they go to miss it for Wednesday night. And then they have their games on Sunday. Amen. And now we've raised up a generation and we haven't taught to put God first. And we miss on Wednesday night. And we go to the games on Sunday. And we've raised a generation and don't fear the Lord anymore. And God said, I'm going to judge your sin. And now we've raised up a hoodlum generation that flips cop cars, takes bricks and knocks out windows. Amen. In the towns of our and the cities of our country. And we've raised up a generation that knows nothing about God and knows nothing about the punishment of God. Jesus then said, and I'm going to judge your sin. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When Adam and Eve sinned, God took note, and it did. Amen. God took note of it, and he did something about it. Hallelujah. He has been doing, amen, the same thing ever since. Oh, yes. Amen. God had to go out there and slay an animal and shed blood to cover up Adam and Eve, and they put a covering upon them. Did you know that? God covered man up. And ever since then, Brother Prescott, amen, man have tried to uncover himself. Oh, yes. I said, we've tried to uncover ourselves. I told you this morning, I didn't know the fads. I have no own. I could care less about the fads and the passions of today. Sometimes it's a style to, amen, spike your hair up. Sometimes it's a style to part it to the side. Sometimes it's a style to do all sorts of things. I just leave it the same. Every now and then I'm in style. Amen. And sometimes I'm not. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes. That's the way the devil does. That's the way Jezebel does. I'm going to get to in a minute. Amen. They add a little bit of truth in with a whole lot of lie, and they deceive. Amen. Even the very elect, if possible. Amen. Even a dead clock is right twice a day. Did you know that? Even a dead clock is right some of the time. Hey God, I come to tell you, I don't want to be right some of the time. I want to be right all of the time. Hey God, they wear their belly shirts. We was in the mall. Amen. And these ladies and girls, even middle-aged women, running around these belly shirts. And I said, what in the world is going on? And they said, Dad, that's the style. It ain't no style. Hey God in heaven, that's no style to it whatsoever. God covered them up in the book of Genesis. Amen. And they've been trying to uncover ever since. Hey God, I tell you what style. Amen. Just yesterday, we stopped after that funeral. Amen. We stopped at a place to eat. Hey God, and a lady come up to us, and she told my wife, she said, I want you to know, you got a beautiful family. Hey God, you got beautiful girls. You guys look godly, and you look very beautiful. I never heard the first person stop one of them belly shirt wearers in the mall and tell them they was beautiful. Oh no, because it's beautiful the way God intended for you to look. Hallelujah. Covered up, amen. Having proper attire, amen. Having a holy garment on, amen.
That's right. Come on, amen.
Woo! Oh, for just a few moments. We got to look at what God commended this church on. Amen. Did you know the true Christian, like Jesus, amen, prefers to find good in the church? Hallelujah. While the hypocrite likes to exploit its faults. Have you ever seen these people? They're always looking for the bad in the church. Woo! I'll never forget Brother Steve Gentry. First time I'd ever heard him preach. I barely could see him over the pulpit. But he preached that night on what is right with the church. Hallelujah. And he said, you let somebody commit adultery and the news will be spread across real fast. Did you hear about so-and-so? Amen. How they committed adultery and that news spreads. Did you hear about such-and-such preacher? He backslid. He don't even preach anymore. And that news spreads. But oh, you have a six-week revival. 25 souls saved. People filled with the Holy Ghost, and it don't hardly get past the street corner out there, but there's still, amen, things right in the church. God's still alive. God's still real. God's still starting churches. Amen. People still getting saved. The Holy Ghost is still being poured out. He's still got a church that's alive and made herself ready.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know about you, but even as of late, we have all had to fight that critical spirit. Even as of late, Brother George, the Lord's dealt with my heart not to be critical. Hallelujah. I don't want to be critical to you. Woo, hallelujah. I said I don't want to be critical. Amen. Oh, I don't want to be critical. But there's people out there that's hurting. There's people out there that need a church. Hey, remember the Bill, the fellow that we just buried yesterday, he had left the church and was hurting. Amen. A lot of problems. Great God. And he came here. What, Brother George, back about February or March of this past year, Brother George started coming with them. Amen. Oh, but they drove an hour and 45 minutes one way to come here every Sunday night for all these months. An hour and 45 minutes. That's a long ways to ride to church. And I told him yesterday at that funeral, Brother Earl, I thought in my mind so many times. I said, oh God, amen. They're driving a long ways. I want to say something to be a help to them. I want to say something to be a blessing to them. And even as of late, Brother Tommy, the last several, amen, weeks, possibly months, amen, I got to coming down here because I knew they had to leave their house at 4 o'clock to get here by 6. I start coming down to church at 4 o'clock praying for that family while they was on the road and asking the Lord to give me something to be a help to them. Hey God. And last Sunday morning, Brother George, when I walked in that hospital, amen, they said, Brother Harvey probably wouldn't live through the day. And I drove all the way to Logan, and I wanted to go talk to him one last time. And we walked in there, and he had that big mask on, and you couldn't hardly hear him. And so I got right down in his face where I could hear him, Brother Earl. And he said, Preacher, I thank you that you accepted us in. And I thank you that you had a good hole in this church for me to go to the last days of my life. And I got out in that hall, and I said, shout now, devil. You told me over and over, it's not worth keeping the doors. I know right where you've been, Brother Fiskin. Hey, the devil said, nobody's getting any help down there. Somebody else can do better. But last Sunday morning, in the halls of Logan General Hospital, hey, Brother Anthony, a dying man said, keep doing what you're doing. Keep preaching to my family. Keep telling them about Jesus. He said, Brother George, sing another gospel song. Brother Jason, preach another holiness message. And I believe in heaven tonight. Hey, in the 74-year-old man, I said, hey, God, Brother Harvey, let me shout. He came to church and I believe there's a man out there, Brother Daniel, saying, thank God I had a church to shout my way in the heaven.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. I was feeling low even as of late. You help me tonight, Brother Preston, just by saying that. Amen. I was low even as of late. Amen. Before coronavirus, we was actually up to about 50. Amen. We was doing good. Hey, the Lord helping us. And then coronavirus hit, and our governor mandated only 10 can even come in here. And we came in here, sis, set up a little camera. We don't do Facebook or nothing. We got a Marco Polo. About 47-50 people on this Marco Polo right here. People couldn't come to church. And I know, Brother Earl, it's not the same sitting in your living room watching Brother Jason or Brother Tommy preaching on the phone on the Marco Polo. I understand that that's not the same, but that's all we can do. Amen. And then we built back. Finally got about 35-40 of us coming back. And then the second wave of coronavirus. Hey, and the devil said, amen, why don't you just give up? It ain't never going to build back. It ain't never going to come back like it was. Hey, I'm going to feel like shouting. The last Sunday morning, Sister Donnie was what I needed. A man on his deathbed gave me a want to back in my heart. He said, Brother Jason, don't stop preaching. Keep the doors open. Keep the doors open. You're good to me. You're good to my family. Keep on preaching.
Thank you, Lord.
Won't you raise your hand and praise the Lord? Won't you raise your hand? It's worth it, church. I said it's worth it. The work of the Lord's worth it. It's worth every mile you drive. It's worth every late night you spend. It's worth everything for the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to hurry through the last little bit here. Jesus said, first, I know thy works. Amen. Oh, yes. You meet. Amen. Yeah, you come together, you have church. I know thy works. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. What church gave a record? And this would be a sad record. Hallelujah. Amen. They meet on a regular basis. Hey, man, I'm trying to get this. And it is said that one church made the following report to the annual meeting of its association. We report to you that we are at peace, baptized, received. Amen. Baptized none, rather. Received by confession, none. Restored to fellowship this past year, none. Nothing given to missions, none. Pray for us that we might hold out to be faithful to the end. Great God, I come to tell us that won't do, Brother Daniel. Amen. That won't do. But oh, I tell you what we need to do. We need to get out on the street corners and preach again. We need to get out on the street corners and hold up signs like we did the other day. Jesus loves you. Repent of your sin. Hey, God. Reach another soul. Oh, God. Amen. Brother Mark White, I was talking to him on the way to Logan yesterday. He held us at revival back in February. Anybody remember Jessica and Jonathan and Regina, her mother? Amen. They sat back here on the back. Tattoos all over them. Amen. Brother Mark said, how they doing? I said, oh, Brother Mark, that girl and her mom, I felt like got a hold of it. They got in the altars and prayed and sought the Lord. Amen. But oh, he didn't seem near as interested as they were. And they finally quit coming and dragged them out with her. And it was so sad. Just a couple weeks ago, I seen Jonathan standing downtown with a sign holding beside the street corner, hungry and homeless. Hungry and homeless. It was so sad, Brother Anthony. I told Brother Mark yesterday, I said he couldn't have had a sign saying, I'm holiness and happy. Hallelujah. I'm holiness and happy. I'm living for God and got everything I need. But now he's homeless and he's hungry and he walked away from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Woo. Jesus commended them for their love. These people love one another. You can't have a church with division.
No.
These people love one. There wasn't no division in this church. Nothing can take the place of brotherly love. Don't ever let division come amongst this church.
Right.
Don't ever let a spirit, a strifeful spirit, come amongst us.
Right.
Woo!
Right.
Amen. Right. Can I tell you here tonight, Brother Tom sort of took over Thursday night, and you seen me, I was right in behind him. Preach on, Brother Tom, preach on. I'm not even preaching the message I had Thursday night. This is something different I've got today. I feel like preaching tonight. Amen. Don't get too aggravated if you don't get to sing your song that night. Come on now. Oh, might as well say amen. Don't go. Amen. It's not about a big eye and a little you. Amen. Oh no. It don't matter who sings. It don't even matter who preaches. Matter of fact, I wish Brother Press could be up here right now. Hey, God. But I tell you what matters. It's having holy love one for another, gathered together on a Sunday night saying, Lord, all I care about is if you show up. All I care about is if the Holy Ghost comes by. That's all that matters. And if he shows up, we can say, we've had church.
Amen.
Jesus said, John 15 and 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So why don't you overlook that fault, amen, in your brother or your sister that you can't get past.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody's got a fault that, amen, everybody's got some fault.
Right. I read Brother Preskey about that man and that woman. They's married for 4 years. That woman said they's married 4 years before she ever found any fault in it.
So that's why Michelle was.
4 years. Brother Earl, of course, she ever found any fault. No. No, there's fault. But you know what? I love her more. She asked me the other day, she said, you really love me like you did when we got married. I said, I love you way more than that.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
I love you way more than that. Oh. Yeah. You know why? Because we've been through the thick and the thin.
Come on.
You know why? Hey, we've grown together. Hallelujah. You know why, Brother Anthony? I know what it's like. Amen. To come up from nothing. When you first get married, you ain't got nothing. Amen. For richer, for poorer. It has to be for richer because you can't get no poorer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I said, I love you way more than that. And I look past her fault. And she looks past my fault. Because we love one another, amen. And that's the way the house of the Lord is. Sometimes you gotta look past somebody's fault. If we're gonna have a Holy Ghost meeting, you gotta get your eyes off of everybody and get them on the Lord. This old boy was having so much trouble. He come to the pastor and Grandpa Baptist. Well, you know what they're doing in church? They sit back there and talk about that. And he said, you know what so-and-so does? And he said, everything they did in church. And he said, I'm fed up. I'm just going to quit. And the pastor said, all right, but before you quit, the next service, you come one more service. And when you come to the next service, I have something I need you to do. Amen. So he came back one more service. The service got started, Brother George, he gave that fella a big old glass of water. And he filled it to the brim.
Yeah.
And he said, I want you to sit back there where you always sit. And he said, I want you to hold this glass of water for me. He said, don't let one drop of water spill out of that glass. Amen.
Yeah.
That old fellow sit back there all night long, and he couldn't pay attention to nobody talking. He couldn't pay attention to what Bessie and Johnny was doing over there. And he couldn't pay attention to what this, because he was watching that glass. He didn't want to spill that water. Hallelujah. When church was over, the pastor asked him, what about so-and-so? I don't know. I didn't pay attention to them. Well, what about such-and-so? I don't know. I couldn't pay any attention to them. Amen. He said, because I had my mind so lit, I'm not dropping that water out of that cup. He said, I'll tell you what you better do. You better come to church every night. Solely. Serve the Lord and not worry about what everybody else is doing and saying. Amen. And keep love and keep unity amongst the church. Hallelujah. And I come to tell you, amen. I better hurry up. I ain't even going to get to their fault. Jesus then commended them for their faith, their good works. Amen. Came out of their faith. Hallelujah. Hey, God. And any church that's ever going to do anything for God must have faith. Amen.
Amen.
Let's move along here. Jesus then commended them for their patience. They were hard pressed on every side, and they were persecuted in many ways. But thank God they stood. It takes patience to stand sometimes. Did you know that?
That's right.
Sometimes it takes patience just to stand for God. When your family makes fun of you, when everybody around you talks about you and says, oh, I remember when I got saved, Brother Prescott, I got saved out of a family that knew nothing about God. Amen. My dad wasn't saved. My mom had just really started going to church, didn't really know anything about really church or God. Her parents had never went to church. I remember when I got saved, I was the prime age. I was young. And I got in there, Brother Earl, and I got saved. Hallelujah. And my pastor preached, when you got saved, you quit the ball team. Amen. So I quit the ball team. Hey, and I start going down there, and they crank that music up. Man, we get in, and we get to shouting and running around the church. And my mama heard about that. She said, Jason, what's wrong with you? Did they sprinkle them powders on you down there? I said, no, mama, they didn't sprinkle no powders on me. I got saved, and I love the Lord more than anything. Hey, God, my family come against me. My own daddy come against me. And he said, if you don't play ball, amen, then he got the threat, and I'm going to do this, this, and this. You're going to play ball or else. And I said, Dad, I love you with all of my heart, and I'll do anything you tell me to do. But when your word goes against God's word, I've got to stick with God's word. And I quit the ball teams, and I quit every worldly engagement. And my family came against me.
Yeah.
Years went by. My dad resented that fact that I never, sometimes parents want to live their life through their children. My dad grew up poor, never had a bicycle. He said he used to watch his cousins ride up and down the bottom, ride a bike. And he said, you know, he used to always think to himself, oh, what I'd give to have a bike. Big Jim and Don Simpson, his cousins, he said they'd go in to eat, and their mom would holler, hey, it's time to come in and eat. He said, I'd go hop on her back and ride it. He said they'd come out and chase me down and get me a good time. Man, never had a bike. He wanted to live out that, whatever that was in his mind through me, but I didn't want to play ball. I didn't want to play sports. I wanted to preach. I wanted to do the Lord's will.
Yes.
Years went by, and it wasn't too awful long ago, Brother Tommy. My dad put his arm around me.
Praise the Lord.
He said, son, I want you to know. Amen.
Yeah.
I know. Years ago gone by, we didn't see eye to eye on some things, and I wanted you to do things you didn't want to do. He said, but I want you to know I couldn't be any more prouder of you. You're preaching the gospel than if you was out there running them footballs. I want you to know I'm proud of you. Sometimes you got to go against opposition, church. Sometimes you got to go against the grain. Amen. Sometimes they're going to mock you, make fun of you. But Jesus said, you got to have patience. I'm preaching way too long. Oh, God. You got to have patience for the Lord. Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. Next, Jesus commends them for the progress. Amen. Oh, yeah. progress that they were making, the church had increased in its usefulness. And I believe any church that's fulfilling their purpose of God will increase. Amen. Oh yeah, if it's just one soul a year, Lord, give us a soul. Don't ever get satisfied with just you and me here, but always have a desire for that sinner on the street. Always have a desire, amen, for your family that's lost. Amen. For the Lord to increase the church. Amen.
Yes.
Right, Lord.
Praise God.
Finally, I got to get to my final point here. Finally, Jesus gives them the complaint.
Oh,
amen. What a church. They were making progress. They were growing. They were going. Mm-hmm. They were glowing for Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, I got somewhat against you. He said, that woman Jezebel in your church is doing a devilish work, and you're permitting her to stay here. I got something here I want to read to you that I borrowed from Mattoon. I like Mattoon. Amen. Who was Jezebel? She was the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and they were Baal worshipers. She was the one who married the wicked ruler, King Ahab, and Jezebel was associated with sodomy. The priests of Baal were wicked perverts. Jezebel was a wicked influence among God's people, doctrinally and morally wrong. Jezebel, amen's philosophy may have had a touch of truth in it to lure ignorant folks, but all the heresy had enough truth in it to hold the errors together. Hey God, the church at Thyatira got into trouble because they were tolerating false teaching and moral compromise. The problem of eating meat dedicated to idols existed here. Eating the meat in itself was not wrong, but it could violate the principle, amen, of sensitivity towards weaker Christian brothers and sisters who would be bothered by it. What was wrong for the believer was the feast, amen, where many times this meat was served by the food, amen, labor unions. The feast would often lead to drunkenness and immorality, and Christians should not be a partaker, amen, of the wicked deeds and acts of Jezebel. And that's where we are today. We have raised a church generation who won't deal with the spirit of Jezebel, that spirit of wickedness, that spirit of worldliness comes in our church, and we say we can't worry about that because they give this much money. We can't worry about that. We build our big churches, we build our big gymnasiums, but we can't preach against sin anymore. We can't preach against Jezebel anymore because we're afraid we can't pay the bills. Hey, I come to tell us, preach against Jezebel, preach against the sin of this day.
Amen.
God will bless.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me this house.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God.
Took me longer than
thank
I
you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
Oh, I want to stand against Jezebel, don't you?
Amen.
I want to stand against the sin of this day.
Yes.
You don't have to preach like that. You don't have to live like that.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
he's about to come back, Brother Tommy told us.
Wow,
he's
right.
About to come back, and I want to be ready.
Amen.
Amen. Jonathan, you got to live like that.
Oh,
girls, you got to live like that. Young people, you got to give your life wholly to the Lord.
Yes.
You got to give yourself 100% to Him, and
amen.
He'll stand for you. Hallelujah.
Yes, He will.
Right.
Oh, God. He'll stand for you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God. I love this verse. I'm going to stop here. But that which ye have already, hold fast.
Hold fast.
Till I come. Hold fast.
Praise the Lord. Praise
gotta hold up and hold fast.
Amen.
Don't turn loose.
Glory to God.
When General Sherman went through Atlanta toward the sea in the Civil War, he left the fort back in the mountains, a little handful of men to guard some rations that he had brought there. General Hood, however, attacked the fort. For a long time, the battle raged furiously. Half of the defenders were either killed or seriously wounded. And the general in command was wounded 7 times. And when they were about to run up the right white flag of surrender, General Sherman was 15 miles away. of the besieged camp. Through the signal signs on the nearby mountain, he sent a message, "Hold the fort, for I am coming, W.T. Sherman." Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Yes, the message fired up the defenders of the fort, and they held out until the reinforcements arrived, keeping the fort out of the hands of the enemy. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, Jesus gives that same message. Woo! I see the light shining from afar. Hold the fort. I'm about to come back. Hold the fort, Brother Anthony. He's about to, don't give up now. Don't quit just yet. Hold the fort. He says, I'm coming. Hold the fort. Amen. Stand against Jezebel. Stand against the sin of this day. You can make it. Hold the fort. Amen. Hold the fort. Can you give him a praise? Can you give him glory in this house? Lord, I'm not going to quit. I'm not giving up. I'm going to hold the fort.
Amen.
Oh, while they're praying, sing tonight, he'll be the first to step out here in this altar and say, Lord, I'm going to hold the fort. The enemy's come against me. The enemy said, I'm not going to make it. The enemy says, I might as well give up. Look at all the ways of the world. Nobody's living holy anymore. Nobody's living right anymore. I come to tell you, hold the fort. How many said I'm going to hold the fort tonight? Come on. Come on, let's get these orders. Come on, girls. Y'all need to get these orders. Come on, young people. You need to get these orders tonight and serve the Lord. Seek the Lord, rather. Seek the Lord. I'm going to hold the fort. I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to hold the fort. I'm going to stand for the Lord. I'm going to keep running. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep fighting. Come on, church. Give your all to the Lord.
Lord, I'm going to hold it.
Back to living by the Holy Ghost.
somebody that's held the fort. For somebody that stood against the spirit of Jezebel.
Yeah.